Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna
be. We all know, baby, it's your boy DJ Tetra.
You guys already know, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
That doctor.
The doctor.
Doctor. Boo, boo, boo. Bones.
Ow!
Welcome, welcome, and
hello.
Hello, guys. We have an amazing show for you tonight. The former president, 42nd president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Hell, William Clinton himself. You know,
Clinton's going to be on our show today.
I mean, when was the last time he was on a radio show?
Never. I can tell you that much.
Exactly.
Never was. Never will be again.
After this, he's retiring.
He's retiring after tonight.
What can we say?
We have a special guest on the line today.
We do.
His name's Taco. But he's not Mexican, so don't even trip. Taco, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's an honor to be here. I really love this show.
Good. He's an avid listener. It's cool, man. It's cool. You're in front of like a million people right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's should be a little more than that, but it's cool.
It's more than that, but that's how we roll.
That's what we do.
Do you guys don't know, Taco is a huge fan of the Baltimore Ravens. Give it up for the Baltimore Ravens, yeah? One clap, one fart, you know?
You know, we're biased in the studio, what can we say?
One clap, one fart. But Taco's joined us in the studio here in downtown Phoenix. You like the view? You like it here, man?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful out here.
Okay. You know what? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, okay? I know what the people wanted to call in here for. We're going to get Bill Quinn on the line. We have his number. Bill called us, and he's like, I want to be on your show. He said something like that.
I mean, you know, that's kind of how he sounds, basically.
That's kind of how he sounds. He's had like 8 strokes, but. But we're going to call him right now, see what's good with him, and let's just do it. Tetra, can you set that up, man?
Hey, let me set that up real quick. I'll be right back.
Set it up. If you guys don't know, Taco is also our sportscaster. What's the score for that game, Taco?
Well, right now it's 21-20. It's 1st and 10. Atlanta Falcons has the ball on the Baltimore's 33 with 27 seconds left.
What are your predictions for this game?
We're going to lose.
Thanks for calling my phone. Who in the hell is that's calling me late at night? Yahoo!
Bill, it's us, man. It's the Dr.
Bone and Tetra show.
Oh, my God, Yahoo! Calpo told me you're going to be calling. He sent me up to the hotel room and he said, I tell you what, I got some nice guys calling you. I got Rugburn, I got Cowboat and the bitch are all down in the pool drinking brew, and here I am talking to you guys. Well, yahoo! I really appreciate you guys having on your show. I'm in town in Arizona. We're going to the NASCAR race on Saturday and Sunday with the Cowboat show, and we're in Arizona in your part of the neck of the town. We're going to have a great time. We just got back from the titty bar down the street, Snippers Roll. We had a great time. Yahoo! I didn't touch anybody with Cowboys money. Trust me. Don't tell Hillary.
Well, we have. I try not to.
What's going on, boys? What's on your mind tonight, you guys? Yahoo!
I heard you.
We're just honored to have Bill Clinton on our show. You know, we kind of.
I heard you're gonna be in town, man. We were like, you know, if Bill's gonna be in town, we gotta have him on the show. You know. And
absolutely. I'm down here at the Embassy Suites down by the airport. We're swimming in the pool. We're having a great, great time with Cowpoat and the Bitch and Rugburn, and we're going to have a great time this weekend in your home state, the Grand Canyon State, Arizona. Yahoo!
I hate it here, man, but
I love it. So you
but
Arizona, calm down.
But today we're going to do some prank calls, man. Are you good with prank calls?
Oh, baby, I love prank calls, baby. I did all the time when I was in the White House. I would call people up and, you know, make real prank phone calls and hang up on them. You know, I'd call Monica and go, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Mr. Winston, and hang up on her.
Really? That's crazy, man.
And remember, I didn't inhale. I like the ganja,
oh,
but I don't inhale. Well, you young kids, it's called Mary Jane, okay? Mary Jane, I call Ganya. Ganja. Not gonorrhea, but Ganya.
This is just like killer energy. What can you say, Bill?
You know what, Bill? We're gonna do a prank call right now. We're gonna call a Hungry Howie's, the pizza place, man. We're gonna call him up right now.
All right.
And I'll set it up, and I'm gonna pretend like I'm somebody from the Secret Service, and I'm gonna be like, you know, we got Bill Clinton in town, so that's how it's gonna start, and we'll all jump in, man.
Hey.
All right.
I'm going to set this up. I'll be right back. He's going to set it up right now, sir. Be quiet. Well,
I'll be quiet. Quiet down. Quiet down.
Thomas, this is Robert. Is this for pickup or delivery?
This is for delivery.
And your phone number?
623. 780-3781.
And your name?
Jorge. But we're in the hotel right now. We're down here for the NASCAR race, and
you just broke up on me. What's that?
Oh, we're here for the NASCAR race in Phoenix, Arizona. We have a special. I'm part of the Secret Service of the FBI, and we have Bill Clinton with us. So when we come in there, we needed to be pretty locked down. Bill actually wants to say something. Bill?
Yeah, I just want to make sure no one comes in because I don't want to be pulled out. I'm coming incognito. I'm going to be wearing a NASCAR hat and an Arkansas jersey. And I don't want anybody to see me when I come in because they come in and I get all the girls come after me and I get all Yahoo and I get the kind of wheelie. So just make sure there's all kinds of security and don't tell anybody because I don't want no one know that I'm in town. Yahoo.
Is that okay?
What?
I have Bill Clinton with me right now.
I can't hear. Can you turn down the music? I can barely hear. I can barely hear you, man. I need you to speak up.
You want me to speak up?
Yeah.
Bill, we have Bill Clinton with us right now, and we're gonna be coming. I meant to say it's for pickup, it's for pickup, not delivery.
Oh, it's for pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be down there, Bill Clinton. The 42nd President of the United States is going to be there, and I need hush, hush. I don't want anyone to know I'm going to be there because I'm in town for the NASCAR race this weekend. I want no problems at all because if Bill Hillary finds out, she's going to be very, very mad. You know who Hillary Clinton is, don't you? She's Secretary of State. She works for that young man up there in the White House, Mr. Barack Obama, yahoo.
I also have another person from the Secretary or from Secret Service. His name is Raul. Raul, can you say something?
You know, if anybody sees Bill Clinton, I'm going to get very mad. We're not going to hold back. I think we're going to shut Hungry Howie down, so you got to make sure nobody's there. Bill's there.
Yeah. Okay, now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I would like 2 meatball pizzas with extra sausage and bell pepper.
I would like, just give me, I'm a plain Jane kind of guy, meat potatoes, give me a pepperoni, lots of cheese, and I like kinky stuff, I like pepperoni, I like some, give me the Hawaiian pizza in there too, and I like white cheese, I love whiteies, I love white cheese, yahoo.
Seriously, are we going to order anything?
What'd you say?
Seriously, are we going to order anything?
I just told you.
Okay. I need to get your number. I erased it when I switched to pick up, so.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
623.
This is a fine establishment. 623.
Uh-huh.
You got 623 or what?
I got 623.
623-780-3781.
All right. And Jorge. And it's for pickup. And what do you? All right. Let's go back to what you want. You wanted a.
I want a meatball.
Large, medium.
Medium. I don't want too large. It gives me poopy. I want I want a medium meatball.
Just the meatball, though. That's all we want.
Just the meatball. I want a meatball, large meatball.
What flavor of crust do you want on the
meatball?
I want some meat potatoes. I want the Hawaiian.
If you can't order seriously, then I'm just going to be done.
I want
right.
a meatball. What kind of crust do you got?
We got original garlic herb, Cajun, butter cheese, butter, sesame, and ranch.
You got meatball? You got meatball, man?
Bro, what crust do you want?
I want that meatball crust, man. I'm getting real sick of that. You can't really expect a claim like that.
You don't know what
All right, I got that joker out of here.
That was rough. That guy was too serious.
Yeah, what to do.
Yeah, who?
Bill, I'm sorry. I mean,
He was cut in and out. I don't think you could hear me talking, which is a shame, because I'm the 42nd president of the United States, and I demand respect. I was at that titty bar today. Those girls were loving it every minute of it. Yahoo.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah, I know, baby. All day. Hey, you know what, Bill? Say you already know, baby. Say it. That's our slogan here on the show. We would like the president to say, you already know, baby.
You already know, baby. You already know, baby. You already know. I mean, what the heck? What more do you got to know? When you already know, baby, you already know.
Exactly. You already know. Do you like this show?
Oh, man, I listen to your show all the time. I archive it. Calport will be at Calport's house. I go to his studio all the time in Minnesota. And you're one of our favorite shows on the Blog Talk Network. We listen to all kinds of good stuff.
Do you like it, though?
We love your show. We listen to it. It's funny. It's fresh. We love it, man. We love it. We love listening to fun shows. We like to have fun. Me and Calpo, rug burning the bitch. We love to have fun on our show. We always
That's
have
cool,
fun.
Man. That's cool. We have little Jimmy back in the studio. Little Jimmy, say what? Oh, not little Jimmy. I lied to you. That's not little Jimmy. That's our sportscaster. You guys already know. You heard him in the beginning. That's him laughing right now because he can't get enough Bill Clinton, can you?
No, can I suggest somebody to prank call right now, please?
Suggest somebody to prank call?
Yes, can I give you a number of somebody we can prank call them?
Do it, please.
I want to talk to some young, hot girl.
Tetra's going to set it up right now.
Yahoo, what's your name?
What?
What's her name? You calling a girl?
Are we calling a girl?
Oh, yeah, her name is Yoshi.
Okay, I tell you what, you guys. When she answers the phone, I'll talk, no one talk. And I'll just be me and her, okay?
All right.
Don't say
all
a word.
Right, well.
That's the way we'll do it. I'll say, how you doing, sweetheart? This is Bill Clinton. How you doing, baby?
Do what you do, man.
Hey, Taco, what's the number, man?
What's your name?
I fell in love with you already.
Her name's Yoshi.
Yoshi, baby, Yoshi. I love Yoshi. She's a sweet girl. Yoshi, baby.
Hey, Taco, what's the number, man?
All right, 602. 689.
What was it?
Yeah, 602.
602-689-1453. That's what I like to hear, man. Hey, Dr. Bones, I'll be right back. I'm going to set this up, but Bill, as soon as you hear it, I'm going to say, what do you want me to say so you let you know that I'm on?
Just, I don't care. You say whatever you have to say. Am I going to talk to her by myself, or are you going to talk to her first? What are we going
to
do?
No, you can go ahead and talk to her.
Yourself.
All right, well, as soon as she comes on, I'm going to pop in there.
Right,
I got
man.
You. I'll be right back.
You're no baby.
All right, baby. That's the way it goes. Pop your top or don't do it at all. Hey, Monica, hand me that bong over there, Monica. Put it right over there. Perfect. Yahoo. Da 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 da.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
We have somebody very special to talk to. His name's Bill Clinton. He just wants to say a few words.
With him?
Are you there? Hello? Who's there?
What do you want, Sully?
Is this Yoshi?
Yes, I'm Sully.
How you doing? This is Bill Clinton. 42nd President of the United States. I'm in town for the NASCAR race, and I want to know if you want to join my posse.
What?
I'm in town in Phoenix, Arizona for the NASCAR race Saturday and Sunday. I've got three people in my posse. I need a fourth, and I want to know if you want to come along with some good-looking snatch, and we're going to go down the NASCAR race, and we're going to have a good time. How about it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You bring some good Budweiser. You bring some hooch. We'll have a great time at the NASCAR race. Me and you, my friends, the bitch, the cowpoke, and Rugburn, guess what we're going to do? We're going to burn that place down, Yahoo. What do you think?
I think it's cool. Do you know
who the 42nd President of the United States is, young man?
Excuse me?
Do you know who the 42nd President of the United States is? By any, do you know what is means? Do you know what the 42nd President of the United States, who he is?
Obama?
No, the 42nd President of the United States is me, you fool! Bill Clinton! William Jefferson Clinton, my God, Bones, who in the hell is this ingrate? He's an imbecile, my God, Bones.
There's some people these days, they're not educated. What
Let
can we say?
Hey, man, how old are you? Do you go to school or what?
Sounds like a dropout.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
do
you not know
God.
Who William Clinton himself is?
Come on.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I mean, for crying out loud, Dr. Bones. Get some other imbecile on here that knows what we're doing. My God, Obama. Do I sound like Obama to you, son? I mean, my God. I'm a white man. He's a black man. He was born in Indonesia, for Christ's sake. He wasn't born in America, for Christ's sake. My wife works for him, for Christ's sake.
I used to have a dog named Obama.
No,
Hey, let me ask you something, man. Do you go to school?
No.
You don't go to school, so you're a bum. Is she telling me?
Huh?
You're a bum?
What?
Did you just fart in the toilet?
Wow, man. You need to calm
Dude,
down.
That's
gross.
Respectful. Are you serious?
I'm high right now.
You're doing what?
What?
You're doing what right now?
I'm getting laid, bro.
What's the guy's name?
We gotta get that stupid fool out of here. Who doesn't know who the 42nd president
is? How does he know what the 42nd president is? How you gonna ask somebody, oh, who's the 42nd president? Boom, Obama. How you gonna do that?
I have no idea. You know, he's probably getting laid by some other guy. That's probably why.
That's what he's doing. Stupid Yosh.
Stupid is what stupid does. Yeah.
Hey, Taco, how you gonna give us a dude named Yoshi? Look, Taco ran away after how embarrassed he is.
I don't know, man. It's my mistake.
Oh, my God. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're getting told by Bill Clinton, Taco. How do you feel?
I don't understand.
Sorry.
How the hell? I don't sound like Obama, do I?
Not really.
No, you don't look nothing like Obama, Bill.
You don't look nothing like him, man.
I hope so. My God, because women love me, baby. They love me a lot.
Yeah, I know, baby. That's how we do it here.
I know, baby. Strip bars are great. Sniff a rose, baby.
We should ask him some questions, Tetra. We have Bill on the line now. Why don't we ask him some questions, you know?
Go right ahead, baby.
Go ahead, Dr. Bones.
I'll shoot the first question. Do you like your corn on the cob or off the cob, Bill?
I like it off the cob. And I kind of like it on the cob. I go up to Minnesota all the time. We get fresh. It doesn't really matter. On the cob, off the cob, doesn't really matter. I love corn. I'm corn fed. I'm from the South, for Christ's sake. It doesn't matter. Food's food. You know, I've never missed a meal. You know how big I am. Yahoo.
That's cool. Tetra, you got a question for him?
Dude, Bill, I got a question for you. I don't know if it's too personal, but how do you like your woman, Bill?
Oh, baby, I like them long and tall and lean in between, baby. I like those long legs. Get around the back there and you go at it. I love them long and lean, baby, in between. Yahoo. Long blonde hair, long legs. That's the way it is, baby. I love sniffing raw when they come out with those long legs. Baby, I start throwing dollar bills out there. Yahoo.
Dude, I like my woman like I like Dr. Bones' underwear. Dirty.
Well, you know what? One of my favorite bands I like is George Thurgood and the Destroyers. And you know what my favorite song by him is, you guys? It's called Bad to the Bone. You know why? Because I'm bad and I love to bone.
Oh. Look at Bill. Bill's too raw.
Bill, you got to tone it down. But we have somebody on the line, and they want to ask Bill a question. It looks like somebody's asked. I'm going to put him on the line right now. So
go ahead.
If you put your hand up, you're about to be on the line right now. You're on the air.
Got it now, baby. You're on the air.
Hello?
Bill, what's up? Who's this, my friend?
I have a question for Paco.
Go ahead.
It's Paco, boy. It's Paco. It's not Paco.
Whatever.
It's Paco.
Who are you on with NASA? I called this show to hear NASA, not Paco or Taco.
Dude, we're sorry. NASA couldn't be in today. Taco, what do you got to say to this guy?
Get the hell off the line.
I got a question for Bill.
Go ahead.
Bill, if you were to go to McDonald's right now, what would you order?
Oh, baby, you know what I would go after. I'd walk down the streets about a couple blocks down from the Embassy Suites here at the airport. I'd go down there and get 2 McRibs. I'd get a large fry, 2 glasses of milk, and a 6-piece. And I would eat that like a pig and shit. And when I'm done, I'd have another McRib sandwich. I love that sandwich. Oh, it's so yummy, yummy, yummy. And I also like that I'm in town. We're going to go to
King
Burger.
How do I know you really, Bill? What if you're just some impersonator?
I'm Bill. Who else would? I mean, the midterm elections are over with, my friend. You go on the Calpote radio show. I'm on there every time with Calpote, all the time. All right.
Bill. Can you tell me something that no one else knows?
Go ahead, baby.
Just tell me something that no one else would know but Bill Klein.
Well, I can't. I can tell you that my wife's a bad lay. How does that sound? She's a bad lay. We only had one child, for Christ's sake. We only had one baby. We had 6 months. So look, guess what happened? She got knocked up like a cheerleader. That's the way it goes.
That's what happens in the streets. You mess around.
You put a helmet on that soldier, and guess what happens? If you don't put a helmet on that soldier, I don't like you either. Get rid of him.
I don't like you.
Get this kid out of here. Who's this time disrespecting Bill Clinton like this?
McDonald's.
I don't like Bill Clinton.
What the hell? You put me back in the White House in 2012. We'll have prosperity back here again. Because guess what? Obama's swimming in that pool of popularity. It's time to get in that pool of prosperity.
You're
making
it all filthy and dirty? That's what I think.
I bet you, baby. Let's get filthy. We'll get that and we'll show Obama and we'll do the dirty dance with her. Yeah, hey.
Oh, okay. Bill, I got to tell you something.
What?
Tesh, you know I'm going with this?
I don't, not yet. You keep on talking.
You don't know?
No.
We had a tragedy on the show the other day, Bill. Do you know alligators?
Alligators, like the cowboy boots? What are you talking about?
Like an alligator, a real-life alligator came in our studio.
Oh, see, a real alligator? Well, that's kind of nice. That's kind of cool. I love alligators. They make great meat, and they make great cowboy boots.
They do.
I got a nice pair of cowboy boots I got in Indonesia. They're white cowboy boots, and they're really sweet, and I wear them all the time.
That's cool. Tetra, you know where I'm going with this, man.
I don't. I'm sorry, Dr. Bones. You lost me.
I'm going to do it. Bill, it's been nice having you on the show. Dude, look, hear me out. Just hear me out. I thought having the 42nd president of the United States on our show would be a good time, you know?
He scared me.
Dude, he scared me? He was throwing out, like, obscenities and, like, weird slurs, and I was like, okay, I can take it because it's just Bill Clinton, but...
Look at him go too far, Bill Clinton, man.
Dude, Bill Clinton went too far. Now he's going to be blowing us up, telling us you can't do that to him.
Dude, Dr. Bob, why would you do that, though, man? Now the freaking FBI is going to come in here and blast us.
Dude, like, all the listeners out there, I'm sorry. Like, what? What's up with Bill? What's
dude, Bill... Bill's too raw. Bill just doesn't care.
Bill's too raw. You heard how he was talking to people? He was like, get out of here.
He was like, I'd be smacking them bees. I'm like, nah, man. You don't disrespect ladies like that.
Come on. You call them ladies and you call them women and they're pretty and beautiful.
You call them classy and you take the coats for them, you know, when they need it. You don't slap them around.
Bill.
That's dirty, Bill. Oh, dude, my goodness.
Dr. Bones.
What, man?
Was there anybody else on the line that was, besides that one guy who just called?
Nah, that was the only guy that called, man.
That's the only one.
I'm not the only one that's called in, but, like, nobody else.
I know what you mean. Dude,
oh,
Dr. Bones, I mean, that was a, I was scared for my life.
I was, like, my heart started beating faster, my ears were bleeding, like.
Hold on, Taco.
Don't talk to me. You guys broke my heart. You guys hanged up on Bill.
Dude, what could I do? Taco, like, what do you think of Bill, man? Was he too raw?
I have reason to believe he was on drugs. He was talking slurs.
I think he was drunk, man.
I think he was drunk or doing mushrooms or something.
Didn't he come on the show saying that he was smoking reefer or something like that?
Bill Clinton came on the show and was like, "You guys do the ganja?"
Dude, Bill Clinton's like, "I've been drinking the Four Locos like nothing, man."
I was like, "Bill Clinton, Four Locos, what? Oh, my goodness."
Bill Clinton's raw, though, you know what I mean? If there's any president that's raw, it's Bill and Gore. What can we say? Bill and Gore.
I say. Taco, we got 3 minutes left. You want to prank call somebody, Taco? You want to join in with us?
Wait, Dr. Bones, we can still prank call McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying right now. We're going to prank call McDonald's right now. Taco, you want to help us?
Oh, yeah, sure. I got you.
All right. Your name's going to be Tony, and Tetra, your name's going to... What do you want your name to be, Tetra?
Stavo,
and Tony. All right, let's go.
Dr. Bones, I'll be right back.
All right, Stavo. You know what's my bad. I mean Tony. Tony, you know what to do.
No, I don't. But I'll just play along with you.
Just play along. I'm gonna call you. I'm like Tony, and then you can say whatever you want to them. Just go crazy.
All right, man.
Come on.
I'm a little crazy if you don't serve breakfast.
Dr. Bones.
What?
Dude, stupid McDonald's won't answer anything.
You kidding me? I think I gave you another McDonald's, though.
I think you did. I'll be right back. Let me set that up real quick.
All right, cool, man. We got 2 minutes. Let's go. Same plan. Taco, don't even trip.
No, I'm going to get mad if they don't serve me my breakfast.
That's how you got to do it. Wait, I'm stupid. It's Veterans Day. I'm retarded. It's Veterans Day.
Can I suggest somebody then?
Tetra.
Dr. Bones, you're stupid.
Tetra, it's Veterans Day.
It is.
Tetra, it's Veterans Day. Aw, oh, man.
You didn't know that?
I knew it, but I forgot. Obviously. That's horrible.
Dr. Bones, we just had McDonald's online. I had to hang up.
Oh, are you serious?
Why are you doing this to me right now, doctor?
Dude, I thought they were closed today.
No, I just called McDonald's, and they said, "Oh, welcome to McDonald's." And you're like, "I'm stupid." So I had to hang up. You know,
call him back.
Hey, I'll be back. Hey, just don't say anything. I'll be back.
Got 90 seconds. Let's go. Hello? You guys have the McRib back?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Tony, come here. Tony,
what is it, man? What's going on?
They have the McRib back, man.
I kind of want pancakes right now. Do you guys serve pancakes?
They just hang up on us?
I'm not going to lie. They hang up on us right now.
Well,
obviously, it also pancakes at McDonald's, Taco.
You guys need to go to Domino's or somewhere because I don't even know what to say to that. That's just horrible.
Yeah, that was. I was going to go crazy.
That girl wasn't having it today. She was like, you know what? I've been through everything. I had a baby this morning.
She's like, it's better today.
It's that time of the month for her.
Maybe. It could have been, man. I know a lot of people like that. But we have like 20 seconds left, man. This is Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's your boy DJ Petra.
Taco, why don't you go ahead and say something?
I have nothing to say, you guys.
This is the song. We're going out right now. Thank you guys for listening.